Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What's up, yo? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com, and it's time for the season finale. I finally got everybody out of the house. Not gonna lie. Got everybody out. I was like, I gotta talk Arrow. We're gonna be talking about the season finale that aired Wednesday, May 24th. I know it's been a couple of days. It's June 2nd, Friday. Hello, the first Friday of June. Normally, we try to get together. Anna B from Australia. You can follow her on Twitter at Traveler15. We were trying to get together for the season finale. She's in Australia. I'm here in the States. It was just difficult. So she reviewed the finale, and then I'm just going to commentate over it like we normally do. It'll be pretty cool. She claims that she got pretty in-depth in this review, so I haven't heard it before. It'll be the first is with me and you. You and I. You guys and me listening to Anna B right here. Here it is. Season finale. It was called Lin Yu. Ooh, man, was it good.
Well, we're here finally for the season finale. And it sure didn't disappoint. It was full of lots of action. And also, it was an emotional episode. It was a very good season finale for this year for Arrow, called Leon Yu, and it also where we began 5 years ago, where we saw Oliver on the island, and it also ties up with the flashbacks. We also get to see some old familiar faces who come to help Oliver. So it was a really good, I have to say, I loved this episode. It was a wow, oh my gosh episode, having you on your seat. End of the seat with this episode. I hoped you enjoyed it too. So we first see Oliver, who's recruiting Slade Deathstroke from Purgatory. He's back to his normal self. This Mirakura is out of his system. And Oliver also has recruited Harkness. But we also see down the track that he's defected to Adrian Chase's side, because it's going to be the big showdown between the two of them. Oliver, he manages to free Thea, Felicity Curtis, and Samantha from their pens, I would say, like their little jail cells. It seems like Felicity and Oliver might be getting back together once they get off the island.
No!
And I'm loving that, so it'll be interesting to see what happens next year.
Maybe.
So I see this episode sort of gets a little bit separated. You've got Slade and Oliver working together, who go off to find the others who are prisoners still with Lance, Dinah and Renee. And we also have Malcolm Merlum, who takes the others to try and get them to the plane to get them off the island to safety. But of course, we did see in doing so that Thea steps on a landmine. To me, this was a heartfelt moment because Merlin pushes Thea off the landline and he replaces her. So, because he'll do anything for his daughter, even though Thea doesn't see that and she still resents him. So I thought it was nice, a touch that Merlin did something and he sacrificed himself.
He's not dead.
To save the others.
He better not be dead.
To show his daughter that he really does care for her.
He better not be dead.
And so they managed to escape, but of course he blows himself up when the others, Harkness and his men come, and kaboom, end of Malcolm Merlyn. He's no more. He's done his 5 years arc on the show, and we won't see him anymore. And John Barrowman did confirm this, that he's no longer going to be on the show. So it'd be sad to see him go.
Yes, he's one of our favourites.
So we also, Oliver and Slade have gone off, as I said, to find the others. And in doing so, there was a nice touch between the two of them where Slade tells Oliver he has to stop living in the past and forgive himself with the death of his father.
Yes.
Whereas we've had Adrian Chase saying, you're a killer, you've got to kill, that's all you can be. Where Slade's, he's telling him he's not a killer, he's not a monster. You change that, you can forgive and love yourself. So we all find the others, they get rescued, and this is when we have the showdown with Adrian Chase and his team. So we have the showdown, we have the Yagul sisters fighting each other, and we have the Canaries, Black Siren, and the Dinah as Black Canary now. She has her fight, and then we have Oliver and Adrian Chase. They're fighting it out as well, but Adrian gets to escape, unfortunately.
Sneaky little guy.
So before Adrian Chase does escape, he still wants Oliver to kill him, but I really felt it was nice to see Oliver saying he's no longer that killer that Adrian keeps drumming into him. He's moving on, and he wants to do good by finding his son and be that caring father. Meanwhile, the others, with Felicity and Curtis and Thea, they realise that the whole island has been booby-trapped and they can't get off the island. So it's a bit of a damper for them. And as it comes to the final crunch with Oliver and Chase, he's such a nutcase. First he wants Oliver to kill him so he'll free his son. Now it's a total role reversal, that the island's going to totally explode if he kills Adrian. And if he doesn't, then William won't die. But if Chase lives, then William will die. So poor Oliver's so mixed up. Who does he save? But he does decide to make his son live. So before the final ending of this action-packed, it was very emotional, as I said, episode, we had the flashbacks with Oliver fighting Kovar to the end. And then he was to get off the island, and then we know where it starts, the beginning of season one. But it was a nice surprise we saw Moira and that emotional scene between her and her son on the phone, saying, come home, miss you. It was so nice to see her again. And then we go back to present day. Chase kills himself and boom, the island totally explodes. I'm like, oh my gosh. And what a cliffhanger we've been left with to next season. So who's going to survive?
Everybody.
We've got no clues as to who's surviving.
Maybe Curtis died.
At all. I mean, my thoughts are you have to have Dig and Felicity at least survive.
True.
Thea survive.
Yes.
But who knows? Who knows who the casualties will be?
Curtis, Detective Lance.
So we're going to have to wait and see. And that this was a major cliffhanger for my eyes. I also heard that Stephen Amell did say something at a recent convention that next season six is going to be all about family. So we'll see where it all leads. So there we have it. It was a great finale, I thought, and I hope everyone else enjoyed it. And now we're in for a nice break, hiatus, before it comes back. And yeah, we'll have to just wait and see. So I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it, Mike. So till season six. We'll just have to see.
Oh, yes. Season six can be rock. You know, I didn't even hear about that. I don't read the stuff like Anna does. So it's good to know that season six will be family, which will be good because I want to see Oliver and William kind of get together on that. That'll be cool. I thought the season finale was great. I thought it took a minute to get going because everybody was getting ready for this big giant fight battle. I was like, come on, hurry up. There were times, I'm not going to lie. I love Dolph Lundgren. I love the flashback I don't like all the flashbacks, but definitely dealing with the Russian mob. This flashback I enjoyed. But on the flip side of that, there were times where we would go to the flashback and I'd be like, no, I don't care about the flashback. Show me the fight. So there were a couple of times until the end where we see, you know, Oliver break the dude's neck. And then, of course, finds the fishing boat and gets saved, which kind of bothered me. I don't know about you guys. Watching that part, I was like, man, I forgot. You really weren't on the island that long because you actually left and you got into the Russian mob and then you came back and then you call your mom and say, I thought that was kind of shitty, not gonna lie, but you know, hey, then we get season one and then a great show called Arrow. But I'm just saying, it reminded me of how crappy that was, what he did to his family. So it was what else? I thought it was great seeing Slade. Loved seeing Slade. I loved seeing Deathstroke. It was good. I was excited. I was excited the episode before that when he went and saw Slade. I did not see that coming when he went to the jail. And then to see, oh, it was so awesome. Let's see what else. Felicity kisses Oliver. Yes, I'm excited for that, like Anna is. I'm hoping this wasn't just in case I don't see you, I don't want to regret not kissing you. But then when they get back, it's going to be like, I still have things to get through. I swear to God, if that happens, I'm going to be pissed. Like, and they're going to make it back. I think it's going to be Felicity. I think it's going to be Thea. I think it's going to be Diggs. I'm a little concerned about, I could care less if Curtis comes back. Road Dog, what's his name? Renee. I like Renee. I'm a little scared about Detective Lance. I'm a little worried about that. Let's see what else. The advice that Slade gives, I agree with Anna. I thought that was great. I think that's what we needed. And I think that was the advice. I think Slade was the only person that could give him that advice, just for the fact that everything that Slade has done and is dealing with and trying to forgive himself and get over, I mean, all the crappy stuff that he did after the Mirakuro wore off. I think that was the only person that could give Oliver that advice and for Oliver to go, yeah. I mean, anybody else that would have told him that, they'd be like, you don't understand. It's my fault. Everything's my fault. But when Slade said it, it was like, okay, yeah, got to respect. Malcolm. When he got on that grenade, I had heard prior to watching this episode that he might not be coming back. I love Malcolm Merlyn. He was one of my favorite characters. He was such a smart ass douchebag, a little evil guy, but he loved his daughter. You cannot deny that. And when it came down to it, you know, you could count on him. There were times he was a little sneaky, but still, you could still count on him. So it's going to suck seeing him go, but yeah, I would have, if that's how he went with the grenade, I'd rather have seen him go kicking ass and yeah, grenade. But then I guess that is Malcolm's way of going, ha ha. I don't know. Hopefully Thea can forgive him. All the fights I thought were badass. When Slade jumps in and fights the dudes, all the bad guys through the window, jumps over and fights all the bad guys. I thought that was awesome. I love seeing Deathstroke, aka Slade, whoop ass. What else? The ending was pretty crazy. You know, Chase, I know Anna B has not been a fan of Adrian Chase. I've been a fan of Adrian Chase. I think he's probably one of my favorite. Damian Dark was pretty dope. He was a smart ass, but Chase, man, he took that stuff to the next level. He was crazy. And I think that was, he was almost like borderline Joker crazy. You know, like you got Joker and that stuff goes on in his mind and how he does his things. It kind of reminded me, Adrian Chase, I don't know who the actor was. I can't remember his name, but kudos to that guy because he was such an evil bad guy that I liked him. And he had the last laugh at the end, you know. He was to the end. He was 10 steps ahead of Oliver, always. So he shoots himself and the whole island blows up. So we got William. I seriously doubt that Adrian Chase has the entire, I mean, if the island sunk, that's the only way that I'd be worried. But it was blowing up, so I know it's going to be crazy. I'm sure there's going to be trees on people, and they found a cave. Who knows? But I'm sure it's going to be all good. I can't wait for season 6. Love season 5. Love the show. It's really good, and I'm excited for the whole family thing if this is going in that direction, according to Anna B. So thanks for tuning in for another season of Arrow. I know it's been kind of crazy with me by myself, and then Anna, and then together, and then ours. It's just crazy. I don't know how it's going to be for season 6. Hopefully we'll be back. Hopefully one of us will be back. Both of us will be back. Who knows? If you want to hear more of our recaps, you can go to Talking Arrow on iTunes. Talking Arrow on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there, plus all the other shows that I recap. But you know what? My blog, iWatchMike.com, on the top, it says podcast. Go there if you didn't catch any of that. iWatchMike.com, on the top, podcast, and you can't miss us there. Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, follow. Follow you back, as long as you're not, like, crazy or anything. And let's see what else. My Snapchat's on my blog. I watch Mike on Facebook, but that's pretty much it, y'all. So shout outs to the VRO.com. They always share my stuff on there. Also, shout outs to Jesus, thisfunctional.com, Kristen, accordingtokristen.com, my friend Brancy. What's up, Brancy? And I think that's about it. And everybody that's been liking and listening to the shows, everybody from different countries and everything else, thank you. I'm blowing kisses and bowing down to you guys. So I appreciate it. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.